We'll call the Hamburg City Council special meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evening all. I guess we'll move into the closed meeting right away, so ask for motion to recess.
So be it.
Motion made and seconded to recess the city council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move to reopen the city council special meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to reopen the city council special meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on. City council wages for 2015 and beyond.
This is just something, since we had this meeting, we've talked about this earlier, but we've kind of never taken any action. I just want to make sure we want to leave wages the same, we're fine. But if we want to change them wages for 2015, it must be published by November 3rd. So in October, we need to have a public hearing.
And we're just talking about the annual salary, right? But
yeah, because we've already changed this meeting, one thing I want to make clear, the ordinance in here is old, it's outdated, but I just put it in there so you can see when the last time was. Wages have been changed. It's been 12 years. So I just wanted to show you that. And like I said, if we wanted to do it, we probably should call for a public hearing so I can put an ordinance together and look at setting the fees. And we'd have to do that by third week in October.
And all the other legislative bodies around the country seem to revoke themselves raises. I vote to give ourselves a raise.
Well, it hasn't been changed for 12 years.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I thought it was 8-10, but it's been 12. It's been a long time. And the only thing we've changed in them 12 years was the special meeting last year.
That's true, yeah.
More discussion? Ideas? I mean, we got to do it before the election. There's what, four seats open?
Yeah.
Yes. So.
And what I would say is, if we want to consider that, even though if we hold a public hearing, one I kind of need to put in there, to discuss basically whatever the next ordinance would be, and then we'd have to look at setting rates. But what I would suggest is, if we want to consider that, we should hold a public hearing for October 14th.
Would we want to set the rate before the public meeting, or do we set the rate at the public meeting?
Yeah, I'd like to set it before.
Should that be tonight?
No, yeah.
What did you have for thoughts for the figure?
I'm in favor of keeping them where they're at.
$25 raise would be what, $300 a year? I mean, you figure it this way. You can look at it two ways. Fire department, they can look for a raise. And pension, granted, they are out and about. Weather, fires, or whatever it might be. But yet, it's not a paid on call or anything either. So.
And they don't get paid for any training.
Pardon?
And they don't get paid for any training.
Correct.
I mean, they don't get paid for anything. The only thing they've got is a retirement.
If you looked on, MedServe or whatever, where all the cities can respond to a question, there are a lot of cities that do not pay their fire department members even any pension. I mean, and some of them get more population than we do. So there is a real wide open territory there for whatever a city wants to do.
Yeah.
And we're in the metro area, so we kind of try to,
accommodate.
You know, abide.
Yeah.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, they got it coming. And, I don't know, there's a lot of things that go on in the city that citizens don't know what people on the council do either. I know, Steve, you do a lot of stuff that you donate.
Dick, you do a lot of stuff.
I think that's just part of being a member of your community and wanting to help your community, you know, be a better place in which to live, learn, and work and play. You know, as everyone knows, I returned my wages to the city council, to the city, last December. I'm going to do the same for the next 3 years. Because I'm not in this job to make money. I'm in this job to do things to help the city be a better place.
Volunteer doesn't mean it has to be free.
To me, it does.
Well, that's your opinion, so that's fine.
So the fire department should be free? It's a volunteer position.
Chris, that's apples and oranges.
No, it's not.
I can't even believe you asked that question.
It's a volunteer
position.
Made
that comparison. They're out there risking their lives. You're going into smoke-filled
buildings.
I
understand that.
We could be here too.
I understand that.
I won't even acknowledge that question. That's beyond any sort of decency.
So do you feel that Congress should give back their wages at the end of the year as well?
We're not talking about Congress.
Taxpayers?
We're talking about.
We're a governing body.
We're talking about the city of Hamburg. My position is I don't think we should.
That's Councilman Odom's opinion. What he does is what he does.
I guess I would look at it since we haven't done anything for 12 years, that it probably wouldn't be out of line to change the salaries to, and I'll make this as a motion, to move the mayor's salary to $1,500 annually and the city council to $1,000.
How much is that a year raise on everything?
$283, so it'd be...
You want to also in that motion state to hold a public hearing then for October 14th?
Yes.
At 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Public.
Public hearing.
Which I just said, yeah.
That would be $1,300.
$1,500? How much?
$13. Motion has been made to increase the mayor to $1,500 and city council to $1,000.
And to hold a special meeting.
Hold a special
public,
meeting.
Public hearing
on October 14th. At 7. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to change the salaries to $1,500 annually for mayor, $1,000 annually for council member, with a public hearing scheduled for October 14th at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried. So we'll have a public meeting.
Okay, I will set that up. We'll just do that at 7 o'clock. I'll just set it up. We'll call the meeting order, and then we'll go into the public hearing.
Before our next meeting?
Yeah.
6:45 or something?
7. So we'll just start with the public hearing, and then we'll
then
the meeting and follow. And I'll just state that in the notice, city council meeting to follow immediately. So we're covered.
Cool. 2015 prosecution contract, which is in the packet.
I put it in here. You don't have to approve it tonight. You can if you want. To me, it's just a formality. I don't know where else we're going to take care of a prosecution. That I did check with Carver County, see if they just need it by end of November, so we have time, but...
Did they give us the, how much it's going to change, if anything?
It was, I thought I seen it in 3.90.
Well, it actually changed that much.
So it wasn't very drastic.
Well, I don't know, it's something we do have to do anyhow.
I'll move to approve the 2015 prosecution contract.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2015 prosecution contract. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I&I elimination. If you followed the emails in my paper trail with the discussions with PCA, this info and infiltration elimination plan is what I guess was due 6 months after our permit was issued in the summer of 2010. What we had submitted to them in 2008, I figured was sufficient. They never got back to us. Didn't hear nothing for them. Now they're saying we needed to do something. With that plan based on the permit and wanted an update. So I met with SEH and we quickly threw this together because she basically gave me notification of this on September 10th in the afternoon, and I had till Monday to finish it. I did talk to her supervisor and asked if I could get an extension at least till the end of the month, and that we wanted to work with PCA and resolve any issues. But so this is what we put together on the four bullet points that they at PCA addressed in the permit and in their email. So we're hoping, we just sent it to them as a draft in case they have any revisions they would like, and then we'll work on them to get that implemented. So it's just kind of more formally give you an update that I was able to get something submitted yesterday afternoon to meet all deadlines, so we can stay on the good side. And I'll keep you informed if in an updated next meeting if there's any other.
To be continued.
Yeah, exactly. To be continued. Seems to be an ongoing thing lately, but I think we've been able to address all the issues. That's all I really got on that. As far as Fire Department Relief Association pension, I talked to Gary. And I also talked to Michael Johnson with the state. And he specifically, he can't put nothing together for us. But I forwarded the emails to you from him and Gary, kind of explained, and from Ken Vondahar, the HFDR's accountant. And basically what we could use is just use that form. And I have a copy of that form in Excel worksheet. So if we just change the contribution amount where we set the pension. So you can punch in the pension amount and it'll figure out the contribution amount. The only problem with that is I mean, you can plug in if you know where your forecasts are at or where you think you're going to be. So really the main thing is what he's come up with is a contribution of $10,049, which would be for 2016. In the email it says 2015, but that's if it was but we can't change it for this year. 15 because we have to set that by the end of the previous year, so this would be 16, and that would be the assumption, as I said in my email, that assets and liabilities remain the same, barring no market crash, and you know, barring no increased liabilities. But so that's kind of where we'd
right sit. Now, how much is it a year?
67 something.
No, the amount that is credited to each firefighter.
15. No, 1550.
1550, correct.
So then for 2016, it would go to 1600.
And that would increase the contribution to 10,049, assuming, like I said, everything is 16. And you hope your investments are growing, so and you hope they improve. But
what's going to happen, too, is with the retirements coming up, is going to change that, how do you say it?
The amount we owe.
The amount, what we owe, possibly less yet, because that's going to come off the books.
Right, yeah, the three that are going to be retiring soon won't be affected by this.
No. Two of them will get paid out, probably.
The other one has to wait.
The other one has to wait till they're 50.
Right.
But that money
gets
is
pulled out.
Yeah, it gets
set
pulled
aside.
Out, set aside.
Right.
And what have we done the last 5 years for this to get to 1550?
Well, we've had
25 the last couple of years. I'd have to do some research to
it's
tell you.
It's either been a $25 or $50 increase that was approved. Probably about, what, 6 or 7 years, then it was, what, 100? That kind of set us back a little
bit. Right, yeah.
Just trying to see if I have anything that goes back. Not everything's in files. I only have till maybe 11 that I have. 12, 10. I can go back to 10 and tell you what we were at in 2010. And kind of give you a 5-year history if you take 1450.
Okay. So $100.
So it's probably been $25 a year.
$25 for the past 4 years.
Yeah. And what are they asking for now?
$50 was recommended basically because their assets are covering the city's contribution isn't as much. I guess something to think about too maybe in the future. If their ratio stays where it is or whatever, that maybe the city should just set a certain dollar amount that it would work. Mm-hmm. Contribute. Say it's...
Oh, I see.
You say we allocate...
To have a steady number.
$10,000 a year for budgeting then.
Oh.
You know, and, you know, they wouldn't have to come and ask for a raise.
I mean, they could actually, at their own board meeting, they could actually approve a raise. It just means that if the funds are not there, the city's only liable for a certain dollar amount. So I mean, so they could always say that we're going to give everybody $2,000 a year, but
if the money's aren't there to support them.
Right.
Then.
But that's something to think about too. Down the road, you know, just.
So well, just wanted to.
I'll make a motion that we increase it by $25 for 2015.
Yeah, 2015. Second, or more discussion?
And they asked for 50, right?
They requested 50.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve a $25 raise. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Property and casualty insurance renewal.
This is just a formality again, too. It's just basically I need a motion to approve that the city will not be waiving the monetary limits on municipal tort liability established by Minnesota statute. So basically what that is bottom line is if you read there, city does not waive the city's tort limits, an individual claimant be able to cover no more than $500,000 on any claim. The total which all claimants would be able to cover for a single occurrence would be limited to $1,500. If you do waive monetary limits, then, and you don't purchase liability, a single claimant could potentially recover up to $1,500 on a single claim. Or $1.5 million,
sorry. $500,000.
Yeah. So, big gap there. $1 million, and ever since I've been here, we've always stated that the city does not waive the monetary limits, and our lawyer highly recommends that we stay with.
I make a motion to accept this liability coverage waiver form, where the city does not waive the monetary limit sum of torts.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the, I'm going to call it, property casualty insurance renewal?
Liability coverage
waiver. Liability coverage waiver form. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last thing, just approve resolution 2014-03, which is basically resolution approving 2015 preliminary proposed tax levy and setting the public comment date. So basically what we have there is we will be setting the tax levy not to exceed $434,731, and we'll be setting the public comment date for December 9th, 2014 at 7 p.m.
So moved.
And that's a 10% increase?
Correct.
I make a motion to approve the resolution number 2014-03 dealing with the tax levy and the public information meeting on December 9th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution number 2014-03, approving the 2015 property tax levy with the discussion date of December 9th at 7. What did you say at 7? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried.
I move to adjourn the special meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the City Council special meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.